Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello, this is Dr. Dave, your success coach. Thank you for listening to my podcast today, Success Made Simple. I hope you're having a great week. I've had a great week this past weekend in Nashville, Tennessee area. Actually coming to you this morning from Nashville, Tennessee, and the beautiful Gaylord Opryland Hotel. If you've never been here at Christmas time, it is beautiful, beautiful place. Just got to spend some time with my friend Larry Winters and some great Amway superstars, some of his colleagues. Love inspiring people, encouraging people. You know, I'm always interested in the secrets behind success. And today, here on Success Made Simple, we're going to focus on habits and how they can actually change your life. Maybe you have seen a couple of my stories this past week on social media. Love to share my life on there. If you don't follow me, make sure to follow me at Dr. Dave Martin. Also throw in a few jokes every now and then. And then I'd love to hear from you. Coach Dave at DaveMartin.org. Shoot me an email. Let me know how the podcast today has helped you or encouraged you. It's always, it's just kind of like wood on my fire when you send me an email and let me know how the podcast has helped you and that what we're doing is making a difference. Listen, this month, December, I think it's the perfect time to start preparing for 2019. A lot of people kind of just sit back. It's the holidays. But, you know, if you're already in prep mode, you're already preparing and thinking ahead about gifts, about your travel plans for the holidays, maybe your menus or activities or what your family's going to do, you're already in the preparation mindset, I believe it's the best time to do a quick look ahead and begin to position yourself to finish strong and be in a place for an outstanding 2019. In the 4 weeks of December here, we are going to discuss 4 ways to prepare for your best year yet. You're going to want to share this podcast with maybe you have some people that work with you, people that work around you, maybe your family. Stop right now. Share this podcast. Tell them to join us for the next 4 weeks. We're going to prepare for your best year yet. And of course, you should start these now, these plans now, so that you can benefit by getting ahead, getting a head start, a jump start on your plans and your habits. Listen, it's. I want to make it easy for you to remember. So write these 4 things down. We're going to be looking at in, out, up, and down. In, out, up, and down. Looking in at our mindset, our goals, our vision. We'll save this one for the last week of December after we talk about the 3 areas or 3 ways to prepare for that. We'll be in a better position to set goals and have a vision for the new year. So then we're going to be talking, looking out at our health, our healthy relationships. I believe this conversation would be best for the week of Christmas when most of us will be a little more relaxed in our schedule. We'll maybe be with some family, some friends, and that way we'll discuss carbs and conflicts and all that kind of good stuff. Looking up at both the reason for the season and our purpose in life. Next week, we're going to talk about that. We'll camp there for a bit and talk about the heart of life. And then looking down at our movements and the habits that direct us to either growth or to a repeated cycle of stagnation. Today, we're going to discuss how good habits can set us up for success in 2019. Vince Lombardi said this. He said, winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. Your habits can make you or break you. Your habits indicate whether or not you'll be successful in your health, your relationships, your finances, or with your personal growth. I cannot emphasize enough the need for success habits in your life. And I believe that developing beneficial habits is a critical key to success, and each of us can use a good habit strategy. Psychologists tell us that 90% of our behavior is habitual. 90% 100% from the time you get up in the morning till you go to bed at night. There are hundreds of things you do every single day that are habits. The way you shower, the way you dress, the way you eat, the way you brush your teeth. You ever notice when you dry off, you always do the same way? Maybe you start with your head, then you do your left arm, your right arm. It's a habit. The way you drive to work, if you're not paying attention, you're going somewhere else, it's a habit of going the same way, and you'll turn the wrong way. Cleaning your house, a lot of those different things. Unfortunately, for most people, they hear the word habit, it has a negative connotation, mainly because we've been conditioned to concentrate on the difficulty to break a habit, or that part of the definition. And that's what we think of when we hear phrases like a smoking habit, a drug habit, a habitual offender. But we need to remind ourselves that habits don't have to be bad. They don't have to be productive. In fact, most successful people have some habits that they do every morning. A friend of mine, Terry Savelle Foy, just wrote a book about the habits that successful people do before, I think it's 8 a.m. every day. It's obvious. People who acquire productive habits are more likely to succeed and to be in control of their life than people who acquire unproductive habits. Let me paint a little picture for you, maybe give you a better understanding of how habits determine the direction of our life. A friend of mine used to love to go hunting up in the Canadian Northlands, and they would jump in the four-wheel truck, head out. Yeah, up in the Northlands, there's basically just two seasons. There's winter and July. There's not a lot of traffic out there, so the roads are narrow, they're unpaved. In July, those dirt roads thaw out, so the traffic picked up, and each passing vehicle that goes through in July starts to dig deeper ruts in the muddy road as the snow and that is melting. By the end of the short summer that they do have, the mud ruts can be, you know, a couple feet deep sometimes. Once that long winter sets in, the ruts would freeze and they become hard as cement. There's a sign as you drive into the park, Park Service has put it up at the entrance to the road that says, "Drivers, please be careful which rut you drive in because you'll be in it for the next 20 miles. You ever felt like you've been in a rut for 20 miles, maybe 20 years? Well, our habits are like those ruts. They're easy to get into, but a lot of times they're hard to get out of. And sometimes, not always, but don't we sometimes refer to our repetitive, unproductive behavior as being in a rut? Whatever habit you currently have established are producing your current level of results. Whatever habits you've currently established are producing your current level of results. More than likely, if you want to create higher levels of success, you're going to need to drop some of those habits. Not returning phone calls, staying up too late, eating fast food every day, being late for your appointments, spending more than you earn. Those bad habits. Replace them with productive habits like getting 8 hours of sleep, exercising, saving 10% of your income, going to bed on time, whatever it may be. I've got to believe that if you were to examine the day-to-day lives of the most productive people in history, you'd find people who chose habits that encouraged productivity rather than interfered with it. I'm talking about Lincoln, Ford, Addison. If they were alive today, do you think that they'd make a habit of coming home, just flopping down the couch, watching TV, channel surfing, falling asleep in their recliner, looking at Instagram? Listen, bad habits are hard to break. Breaking a habit requires total focus and a reason. Here's the key, a reason for doing so. It's hard to break a habit if you don't have a reason to do it. That's why I don't recommend that people focus their time and efforts on breaking bad habits. Instead, what if we focused on producing good habits? Replace those non-productive habits with productive habits. take action to develop better habits. And the first step is to make a list of all the habits that you keep that are unproductive or that might negatively impact your future. Make a list of the most common ones: procrastinating, paying your bills late, arriving late for appointments, answering the telephone during dinner time, choosing work over your children, having fast food too much. Once you've identified, the second thing is to choose a better, more productive habit and then develop systems that will support those. If your goal is to get in the gym every morning, I actually changed the name of my toilet. Some people call your toilet the John. I call mine the gym. That way I can say every day I went to the gym. If you're trying to develop a habit of getting to the gym, one system might be to put in place to go to bed an hour earlier, set your alarm ahead. If you're in sales, maybe develop a checklist of getting to prospects and a series of communication you do every time. Whatever it may be, you got to choose a better, more productive habit. And then think about what you could achieve if you just had 4 new habits next year. As we go into 2019, 4 new habits. If you could develop 4 new habits, productive habits, a year for the next 5 years, that's 20 new success habits. I mean, imagine how healthier you would be. Your body would be more energized. Your money would be better. There are all sorts of opportunities. So start by listing 4 new habits that you could establish each year. Work on 1 habit a quarter. You know, if you diligently do that, building 1 habit every 13 weeks, you won't be so overwhelmed with these unrealistic lists of New Year's resolutions. Research shows that if you repeat the behavior for 13 weeks, whether it's praying for 20 minutes, whether it's flossing your teeth or writing a thank you letter, it'll be yours for life. So by systematically adding 1 behavior at a time, you dramatically improve your life. Couple of hints to make sure you follow through. Put signs up to remind you to follow through on your behavior. You ever done that? I'm going to drink more water every day. And then the next day you forget and you have a Coke. Put some signs up: drink water. On your phone, alerts: drink water. On your office door. Another powerful technique is to partner up with someone that'll hold you accountable, that'll check on you once a week. I encourage you, be serious about the development of positive habits every year. I've got a book that'll be coming out hopefully in the next year on habits. I got a couple of new ones, like one on mindset, one on habits. They're going to be great. Maybe we'll combine them and put them out at the same time. Who knows? You need them both. But you have the power to create your own habits and thereby your own life. Begin immediately to implement good habits and don't stop. Your habits will make you or break you. Thank you for joining me today on Success Made Simple. Thank you to our sponsor, Harley-Davidson Motorcycles. Harley-Davidson is a company with the intentional habit of excellence. There's that word habit. And their dedication to setting the gold standard. Harley stands for independence and authenticity. It also gives you some time to think, relax, and enjoy some wind therapy. And a connection with Harley riders from all over the world. For 115 years, Harley-Davidson has been uniting people who seek adventure and love the freedom of the open road. There's nothing like riding a Harley. Hey, make sure you visit a Harley-Davidson dealer near you or harleydavidson.com. Make the rest of your year the best of your year. That's what we're going to be helping you do over the next few weeks right here on Success Made Simple. Share this with your friends. Have them join us. It's going to help us finish strong in 2018.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.